tens of thousands of supporters of the mainstream Forces for Freedom and Change coalition took to the streets of Khartoum yesterday to demand the country transition to democratic rule enshrined in the constitution. Similar protests took place in the capitals of all Sudan's 18 states. Some of the people who were injured during Sudan's huge pro-democracy revolution in 2019 used yesterday's protest to remind the transitional government that no one has been tried for the abuses committed more than 3 years ago. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus during Thursday's protest in Khartoum, Mohamed Mustafa, who was shot once in the chest and again on his right hand on June 3, 2019, said he and many others injured during the revolution have received no compensation from the government. Mustafa says if the government fails to carry out justice, he and other Sudanese citizens who were abused or wounded during the 2019 revolution will take their case to an international court.
It has been 3 years now and we don't know where to go to get the truth or to whom to go to seek justice and in which court. We don't know. So we want this case to be handled by an international investigative committee. This is the demand of all the victims.
A report by Human Rights Watch said that in the early hours of June 3, 2019, Sudanese security forces surrounded protesters in front of the military headquarters in Khartoum and violently dispersed the protests by firing live ammunition directly at protesters, killing and wounded scores and subjecting many more to harsh beatings, rape, sexual assault, humiliation and other abuses. Protester Asadiq Fatah Rahman says he was shot on the leg on April 9, 2019, then detained by Sudanese security forces in Khartoum for nearly 4 months. He says he was subjected to beatings, torture, and even developed bleeding in the brain and became paralyzed from the waist down. Speaking while seated in his wheelchair, Fatah Rahman says he has lost hope in the national judiciary system because none of the perpetrators have been either identified or prosecuted in a court of law.
These cases have long root causes in the past, beginning from genocide in Darfur, among others. These cases cannot be resolved when the structure of the government is not complete. They are supposed to establish different commissions and a legislative council. All these institutions, if they are established, then they will help give access to justice.
Another protester, Rasha Jokes, who was shot in the foot on April 7, 2019, in Omdurman, says she and other citizens took part in yesterday's protest to show their solidarity with the family of victims who were killed during the revolution and to show their support for a full transition to a democratic rule in Sudan. Jokes says the people will not allow the military to rule Sudan again because the last 3 decades under the autocratic rule of Bashir were, in her words, the worst experience in the history of Sudan's government.
We came to fully support the civilian rule because many victims have paid for it. So it is impossible that we render this achievement to the military. We are ready to go on the streets every day until a full democratic civilian rule is realized.
Hala Al-Karbi, who heads the Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, a local NGO that advocates for women's rights, condemned what he calls a serious attempt by the military to divide the civilian leaders in the government against each other. She says the military component is trying to use the current economic challenges to gain confidence of the Sudanese so that they can continue ruling the country. Al-Karbi says, despite these challenges, Sudanese will continue to demand a democratic civilian-led government.
They are proven over and over that they are in the driver's seat, you know, when it comes to the country's futures, despite the fact that they keep being challenged, you know, by those who are trying to obstruct, you know, the opportunities of the country for peaceful and democratic transition.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok formed an investigative committee in July 2019, headed by lawyer Najib Adib, to investigate the circumstances around the deadly crackdown on peaceful protesters at military headquarters in Khartoum. The committee has yet to present its findings. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.